It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 11th, 2018. Today is the birthday of Eleanor Roosevelt, American humanitarian and diplomat and the wife of Franklin Roosevelt, the 32nd President of the United States. Born in New York in 1884, she was, in her time, one of the world's most widely admired and powerful women. She was the daughter of Elliot Roosevelt and Anna Hall and the niece of Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th president. She grew up in a wealthy family that attached great value to community service. Both her parents died before she was 10, and she and her brother were brought up by relatives. At age 15, Eleanor enrolled at Allenswood, a girls' boarding school outside London, where she came under the influence of the French headmistress Marie Souvestre, whose intellectual curiosity and taste for travel and excellence in everything but sports, it seems, awakened similar interests in Eleanor, who later described her 3 years there as the happiest time of her life. Reluctantly, she returned to New York in the summer of 1902 to prepare for her coming out into society that winter. Following family tradition, she devoted time to community service, including teaching in a settlement house on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Soon after she returned to New York, Franklin Roosevelt, her distant cousin, began to court her, and the two were married on March 17, 1905. Between 1906 and 1916, she gave birth to 6 children, one of whom died in infancy. After Franklin won a seat in the New York Senate in 1911, the family moved to Albany, where Eleanor was initiated into the job of political wife, a role that she would continue until her husband's death 34 years later. During her 12 years as First Lady, the unprecedented breadth of her activities and her advocacy of liberal causes made her nearly as controversial a figure as her husband was. In deference to his disability, she helped serve as his eyes and ears throughout the nation, embarking on extensive tours and reporting to him on conditions, programs, and public opinion. Beginning in 1936, she wrote a daily syndicated newspaper column titled My Day. A widely sought-after speaker at political meetings and at various institutions, she showed particular interest in child welfare, housing reform, and equal rights for women and racial minorities. After President Roosevelt's death in 1945, President Truman appointed Eleanor a delegate to the United Nations, where she served as chairman of the Commission on Human Rights and played a major role in the drafting and adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. In her last years, she continued to write books and articles, and the last of her My Day columns appeared just weeks before her death from a rare form of tuberculosis in 1962. She is buried at Hyde Park, her husband's family home on the Hudson River, and the site of the Franklin D. Roosevelt Library. In many ways, it was her library, too, since she had carved out such an important record as First Lady, one against which all her successors would be judged. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 11th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.